As far as trademarks are concerned, as I think we've discussed in the past, trademarks are a leading indicator of what is happening in the economy. And historically, we know that trademarks started, the number of trademarks registered around the world started to decline actually back as halfway through 2007. So it was a very early indicator of some of the things that happened in 2008. Last year, of course, was the year in which the greatest effect was felt on trademarks. Of course, trademarks are applied for new products or for new companies. When in times of economic depression, of course, the number of trademarks declines significantly, the number of trademark applications declined significantly. What we saw then last year, and you'll see this in the first paragraph of the press release, is that the number of international applications or applications for international registrations of trademarks declined by 16%. That's a very significant number, a very significant amount. And the second thing I would say, besides the overall decline, is let's look at what happened in particular countries. And when you look at what happened in particular countries, I refer you in particular here to page 2, the second complete paragraph, and you will see where the biggest declines occurred. Czech Republic 34%, Sweden 34%, Italy 32%. And so on in that paragraph, going down to the United States, minus 13%, and the Russian Federation, minus 10%. So significant declines across all of those countries. Let me just explain one thing, if I may. When you're in Europe, you can apply for a national trademark, or you can apply for a regional, a community trademark. So we have given you, you will see in our figures for the European Union, which means applicants who are coming through the European regional system, and we've given you figures for individual European countries, which means applicants coming through the national European system. So there's a little distortion in the figures, and when we say that Sweden is, for example, down 34%, it's not just the economy, it's also a gradual transition to the users using the regional system as opposed to the national system as well. I'm sorry for that complication, but the general storyline is very clear. European applications significantly down. And it also explains why, for example, the EU, we say experienced a 3.1% increase. That's a shift in system use rather than a shift reflecting economic conditions. So, European applications significantly down, US significantly down, 13%. You see in the very next paragraph who's up, and up is the Republic of Korea, 33%, Singapore, 20%, Croatia and Hungary. Japan also, 2.7%. And so Japan's an interesting case, because you may recall that with respect to international patent applications, there was also a rise last year from Japan, despite the extremely difficult economic conditions in Japan. So it's once again an indication of how much emphasis is placed on innovation by Japan and Japanese industry and companies. Other things that I'll just point out to you, which may be of interest to you, very briefly, are if you want to know which companies are using the system, then the last paragraph on the foot of page 2 will show you who the largest filers were in 2009, Novartis, Lidl, Henkel, and so on, Chinese medical company. I think let me take you to the middle of a third of the way down page 3, where we have a little section on top designated countries. Okay, let me just explain that. When you file an international registration, it's based on a national application somewhere, or registration. And then you say which countries you would like to have protection in. So that they are the designated countries. And that is obviously, the statistics with respect to those are obviously of interest because they show where people are interested in doing, in which markets people are interested in doing business. And we see that there was a decline in the number of designations, but once again, China was the country that was most designated, meaning that when people apply for trademarks and they want coverage around the world, they always, or not always, but they often, most frequently, go to China. And China is the most designated place where they seek protection. I think the only other thing that I will say, and then I will stop talking, is on page 4, I just draw your attention to the fact that there are over 500,000 international trademark registrations in force. That's the second full paragraph on page 4, 515,000 active international registrations on the Madrid register. So that's a very significant number. And then you have in the annexes the statistics to support those things that I have been talking about, the number of applications, which countries, and so forth. Okay, thank you very much.